So Wanda found me at a city park one day. This is back in the old country. And she told me she heard about me. She heard about the kung fu that I did, that it was pretty unusual. And I said, all right. That's where we're at, right? She goes, well, like, I might be interested. And I asked her in what? You know, in learning it. I said, okay, cool. Here, let me show you something. Yeah, stand up. Step over here. She goes, no. I just want to watch. And I said, I get it, right? Watching is waiting. So I told her, so you just want to wait? She goes, no, I just want to watch. I'm like, all right, cool. She's standing back, keeping a safe distance. Most people are in the habit of watching. They watch the world go by. They watch what they imagine. And they don't surrender to the experience of it. Years ago, I found a master that I might want to learn some kung fu from. So I called him up, and he said, class is Tuesday at 6:30. I said, all right. He goes, don't be late. We lock the door. I said, all right. So I was early. I got in. And he said, cool, you're wearing that. Take off your shoes. I says, no, I just want to watch. And he said, so you want to wait? I'm glad I didn't wait. I'm glad I took off my shoes. I was totally dressed wrong. It wasn't the right time. You know, I should have had something on, like a pair of karate gi pants, or at least like a tracksuit, sweatpants, something like that. I didn't. But I joined in, and I'm glad I joined in. Because distance equals safety. Well, it seems to. It taught us that as a cop, you know, distance equals safety. The problem is, as a cop, you can't always keep your distance. Sometimes you have to close the gap to arrest someone. Or to take control of a situation. And you know, life's sort of like that. It costs you time, energy, attention to maintain distance between you and your desired. I guarantee nobody said that before. But it's costing you time, energy, and attention to maintain the distance between you and what you desire. Have you had an aha moment? Let that give to you. Because there's seeming safety in distance. There's seeming safety in watching. Learning is behavior change. Manifesting is behavior change. And behavior change comes from identity change. And so I had this show up on a call. And we explored the lesson of Wanda, the waiter, the watcher. Because anywhere in life where you're choosing to stand back and watch, you're choosing to wait. One more, awkwardness. It's going to feel a little awkward at first. You learned how to walk before you learned how to stand. You learned how to walk before you learned how to stand by doing awkward movements. You learned how to speak a language without knowing a language. It was a little awkward at first. I remember the first time I held hands with Victoria. There was a little bit of awkward involved. There always is. And as long as you avoid the awkward, you avoid advancement. You avoid awakening. You avoid accomplishment. Ready? Invite yourself to be a little awkward. Stop waiting. Take a seeming risk. Because the seeming safety of being stuck in a place doesn't allow you to move your position. There's magic in you. If you got gold today, we got all kind of goodies at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Go there. Grab some goodies. Because if you're getting gold out of a tiny little podcast, imagine what you'll get out of a program or a course or just some cool recordings. That's NevilleGoddardStore.com. And now, for fun, imagine you, not as Wanda, not as a waiter, but actually getting in, having some fun, joining in the dance of you. Because you can only keep the dance of you distant from you for so long. You came here to dance your dance. You came here to sing your song. Dive deeper. Imagine up something yummy as we go into the silence. Oh yeah, dive deeper, soar higher. It's the weekend. Time to do something different. Oh, golly. I never said that before, did I? See ya.